We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
Hi, I'm Kurt Angle.
I represented the United States in the Olympics in 1996 and won a gold medal. Then I parlayed that into a pro wrestling career. I saw a commercial a few years ago.
Tunnel to Towers Foundation made a promise.
The Tunnel to Towers Foundation is paying off the mortgages for Gold Star families with young children. I thought, this is really cool. I want to be a part of it. My dad served in the Army for 30 years. We didn't have a lot of money, but he made sure we had what we needed. He set a great example for all of us. But he died in a construction accident my freshman year in high school. When he died, we didn't have any income coming in, and we ended up being forced to move out of our house. I was devastated. So I understand what these families are going through, and to have an organization like Tunnel to Towers come in and pick you up and carry you and give you a home to live in, I think that's just amazing. I'd like to ask you to donate $11 a month to support these efforts by going to t2t.org or calling 1-844-BRAVEST.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Sunday. And this is our last show before Santa will be delivering his goodies on Wednesday. And of course, he'll wait to give us race players our present the day after Wednesday on Thursday for the opening of Santa Anita. So we welcome you to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program as we come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada. Right here at the studios, at South Point Studios, at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, on the South Point Streaming Network at YouTube. We welcome you to the Sunday show. And as I say, this will be our final show before Christmas Day. And that is, of course, Wednesday. It is also concurrently, and this hasn't happened in a long time, but Hanukkah begins on Wednesday as well. Wow. So we have to get a new name for this, like Happy Christonica. Maybe that's how we'll do it. Happy Christonica. We'll combine the two. Combine the two holidays. But that will start on Wednesday. We will be off on Wednesday, as we usually are here. But we'll be off for Christmas and Hanukkah, and then we'll be back ready to kick out the jams on Thursday for the opening of Santa Anita. So we welcome you to the show. We welcome all of you that are listening to us here in Las Vegas on our anchor radio station, our anchor station, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, where they have the Ram play-by-play game and the NFL there as well. And, of course, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, iPhone, Android, and Google, with the apps that you can get at your app store to get the KSHP if you want to listen to us through the radio station, and, of course, YouTube if you want to see and hear us on the South Point Studio streaming at YouTube on your devices, and, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. All right. Well, as we say, this is like we're wrapping up the racing as we tail it down until, of course, the day after the holiday. And you know what happens. Certainly we do here in Las Vegas. Right after Christmas is over, after the presents are open and you've thrown away all the wrapping paper, the expensive wrapping paper that goes out the door, a lot of people head on up to Las Vegas because the adult big holiday, of course, is New Year's Eve, and they come up here and party all week long, and that's what they'll be doing with an abundance of playoff games for football, both in college and in pros, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this is almost like the calm before that storm, but of course, this is the crest of the storm of all of you that are still out there looking to get your presents for the holiday. So whatever the case may be, we welcome you to the Sunday show. We want to go right off at the top of the show by wishing everybody a very happy holiday before we rush out the door on the show this morning. Want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and anything else that you celebrate. Just make sure you do it with loved ones and just be kind out there and enjoy and be thankful for what everything we got. That's for sure. Your health, the most important of all. So we want to just wish you a very happy holiday. And we want you to share the holiday with us when right after it's over. Come on back, and we'll be ready to go for Santa Anita's opener. I'm going to go over the 6 Santa Anita Stakes races the day after Christmas on Thursday, opening day. Now, there's going to be 11 races, and they're going to start early in the morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time is going to be the first race at Santa Anita on opening day Thursday. And what we'll do is, I'll go over some of those races just to give you an idea of the fields, et cetera. I'll do it with Jonathan Harduna, and I'm asking Jonathan not to make any picks or winners because he hasn't done the work yet, but we'll go over the races and get a kind of a first impression feel for just the horses that are running in those races, because it's going to be one hell of an opening program at Santa Anita. That is absolutely for sure. All right, let's take a look at what happened yesterday across the country. Really, only 3 racetracks. Gulfstream Park, 11 races yesterday. There was a great card yesterday at Gulfstream. 5 stakes races on the card. The first of the stakes races, the 4th race with the Sugar Swirl for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up at 6 furlongs. The winner there was Mystic Lake, Irette Ortiz Jr. for Safi Joseph Jr. Remember, we were telling you that Safi Joseph originally had 19 horses entered in the 11 races yesterday at Gulfstream. He wins the first stakes race of the day with IRAD, paying $3.20, Mystic Lake did. Finishing second was Socially Selective, and Launch finished third. A couple of races later, we go to the 8th race, where the Janus Stakes was run at 5 furlongs on the turf. That winner there was Coppola. Coppola, with Tyler Gaffleon in the saddle, broke like a rocket out of the starting gate in the 5 furlong turf race. He came out, and in a matter of 3 or 4 strides, he had cleared the field from the 11 post and was right down on the rail. And they tried to, but they never did get a chance to catch Coppola. Coppola, Dale Roman's trainee, wins, pays $9.80 for Gaffleon's second win of the day. Arzak tried to catch him, but couldn't. He ran second, and Reef Runner finished third in that race. Then we go to the Harlan's Holiday, a grade 3 at a 1/16 for 3-year-olds and up. That winner there was Rocket Can, who did. Rocket Can under Junior Alvarado for Bill Mott paid $22 even to win the Harlan's Holiday in a solid effort. Finishing second was Tamarumba. Tamarumba, of course, was one of the 2 favorites, but Rocket Can ran him down in the stretch. Steel Sunshine finished 3rd in the race. Tuscan Sky just never got on track, finished off the board. Then the Fort Lauderdale at 1/1/8 on the turf for 3-year-olds and up was the 10th race on the card. There, Major Dude was the major player and a major winner. major dude under Irad Ortiz Jr. Irad was getting his second win of the day. As a matter of fact, his second stakes win of the day as well. This for Todd Pletcher. Pletcher paying $6.40, outrunning Fort Washington, and win for the money. Major dude pulled away, but there was an absolute chorus line of horses running across the track for second, third, and fourth in the Fort Lauderdale. Final race of the day was the The Suwannee River at a mile on the turf was won by Be Your Best, who was best in the race. Be Your Best, Edgard Zayas, winning his second race of the day, his second stakes race, as a matter of fact. And so did Safi Joseph Jr. get his second stakes race win of the day. Be Your Best paid $12 even, outrunning Papilio and Ocean Club, who finished third. So it was a big day yesterday at Gulfstream Park. But Safi Joseph Jr. got at least two wins, but they were both in stakes races. And it was an exciting day of racing out there at Gulfstream Park yesterday. Then we go to the fairgrounds. Fairgrounds had eight stakes races there. And we begin with the Sugar Bowl. The Sugar Bowl was won by Tough Catch, Luis Saez aboard Dallas Stewart trained. The big favorite in the race paid $2.80. And outrunning Dorotillo and Indian Cat, who finished third. The Letier Memorial was won by Simply Joking. Jamie Torres for D. Whitworth Beckman, $7.60 there, outrunning What a Moon and Gerland's Empire. And the Blushing KD, the winner there was Stir Crazy. Jose Ortiz riding his second win of the day there. That was the sixth race on the card. Stir Crazy for Mike Maker paid $5.60, outrunning Join the Dance and Autism Community. In the Gun Runner, this was the race for two-year-olds that held 10 Kentucky Derby points for the leaderboard there. The winner was Built. Built went right out on the lead under Jareth Loveberry and never lost the lead. Turning for home, they took a shot at him, and he just pulled away again. So Built gets the 10 Kentucky Derby points for next year, winning the race, paying $9.80, going wire to wire. He slowed the race down. He got the half mile in 49 and change. And from that point forward, it was just Katie Barr the door. So Built wins that, outrunning Magnitude and Render Judgment. In the Richard Scherer Stakes, the memorial there, Bear River wins for Axel Concepcion. Wire to wire as well in that race at the 5.5 furlongs on the turf for Keith DeSormo, paying $13.20, outrunning Minnesota Ready and Panthers Island. In the Tenacious Stakes, this was the race that really had Track Phantom and Saudi Crown in it, among others. Track Phantom actually took the lead at the start of the race, took the lead away from Saudi Crown, but in the end, Saudi Crown got the best, and Saudi Crown wins it. Florent Guru aboard. Brad Cox finished first and second in the race. His second-place finisher, Kinetic, was, of course, the pick by Rich Eng in the race. So Cox finishes first and second. Warrior Johnny was third. A Track Phantom, after leading for most of the way at the top of the stretch, gave it out and didn't hit the board. Saudi Crown was the favorite, paying $4.20. Then we had the Buddy DiLiberto Memorial. The winner there was Gigante. Gigante gave Jose Ortiz his third win of the day. Trainer Steve Asmussen's second win of the day. He was the big favorite, paying $3.80, outrunning I'd Rather Be Blessed and Another Mystery. And in the Untappable Stakes, the 11th race on the card, Her Laugh won, chuckled away the win there. Her Laugh had the last laugh on this field. Axel Concepcion wins that as well. He got two wins on the day. And so did D. Whitworth Beckman, I should say. This one went wire to wire. Her Laugh paid $11 even, outrunning Golden Gamble and California Sunset. A big day of racing there at the fairgrounds as well. And Oaklawn Park hosted the Poinsettia Stakes. The Poinsettia won by Dealing Justice, with Harry Hernandez aboard for Ron Marquette, paying $12.20, outrunning High Class and Fibber, who ran third. And that's the way they went yesterday. Today we have a brief menu for you today, because there's only five racetracks running today around the country, but we'll get to it right after our first break. And when we come back, of course, you know, we have Jonathan Hardoon standing by. We got Rich Eng as well. Richie gave us a winner in, he didn't give us a winner yesterday, but he'll get back on track today for the NFL and, of course, a race pick. And then we'll get John Lindo and Jerry J as well. So we'll take our first break of this Sunday show, reminding you that join us on the Race Day Las Vegas website site at YouTube. Go to YouTube. And when you get there, search in South Point Studios. When you get to that page, hit the Race Day logo. And then you'll be watching and listening to our show. And you'll also be able to chat. And in order to chat, you have to subscribe. Subscription is free. It's not a big deal. It's just free. And then you can get into the chat room and start chatting away on this Sunday show. And even Jonathan Hardoon steps in there and chats once in a while. So we'll be right back on this Sunday show. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this Sunday show, and I want to remind everybody out there, we will not have a show on Christmas Day. Wednesday, we'll be back on Thursday for the opening of Santa Anita and that great Santa Anita racing card. We'll get into that in just a moment. But looking at the weather, it's 50 degrees out here today. We have cloud cover, and they say the early part of this morning, we might have a small, like 30-35% chance of a little drizzle or whatever, but then it moves out, and it'll be sunny and beautiful for the rest of the week, really, and the temperatures will be right in this range. We'll get in the low to mid-40s overnight and then in the mid to high 60s in the daytime. We're going to get to 65 today here in Las Vegas. As far as the rest of the country, Miami 75, New York City 26. Woo, doggy, it's cold there. Chicago 35. Actually, Chicago's warmer. It'll be warmer than New York City. However, Buffalo is going to be 16 degrees, so it's even colder there. Southern California, L.A. is 69, Phoenix, Arizona 76, and of course, as I say, we'll get to 65 today here. As far as the precipitation is concerned, the rest of the country looks pretty clear. Up there in the high plains, you got some snow going on, and then there's another front that's moving. Excuse me. Getting all choked up here. As far as the Northwest is concerned, there's another front moving through Washington, Oregon, Northern California, and Northern Nevada. That's why we have a small chance of a little precipitation early today here, and then that will move out. But it might get a little bit hairy a little bit later on in the week there in California and up and down the West Coast. But for today, here's our abbreviated menu. As I say, we've got a total of 6 racetracks on the menu with the Los Alamitos tonight. I want to remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on this racing menu each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're here in Las Vegas, going to play the races here in the book behind me, these will be our first post times in the Pacific time zone. If you are watching or playing the races anywhere else, you're going to be in another time zone, and that means you'll have to adjust from the Pacific time zone so you don't miss anything, okay? Like I miss Mom and Dad. All right, here we go. We begin today with Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park has a first post time of 9:20 tonight. Today, 9:20 at Gulfstream today for 10 races. They hit that pick six jackpot yesterday, so we start anew with Gulfstream Park today. First post time is at 9:20. After that, we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races. Their first post time is 9:25. Tampa Bay Downs. I got a couple of carryovers there. A regular super high five carryover of $2,668. And then you got a pick six jackpot carryover, $40,369. Nine races today at Tampa Bay and a first post time of 9:25. Oak Lawn Park has 10 races today. Their first post time is at 10:30 at Oak Lawn Park today. And then the fairgrounds, back at the fairgrounds here. First post time for eight races at the fairgrounds is at 10:45. Fairgrounds first post time is at 10:45. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos tonight. Los Al. 5 o'clock post time there at Los Alamitos. And what you have there at Los Al is 10 races. Races 1, 2, 1, 2, and 7 are thoroughbreds, 3 thoroughbred races. You got 4 mixed breed races at 1,000 yards. So that's the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. And then you have 3 quarter horse races. The last race of the night at 400 yards is the Derby for 3-year-olds with a purse of $157,400. That 10th race has 10 going in it there at Los Al. And that wraps up your racing menu for today. First post time at Los Alamitos tonight is at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock post time. Yes, 5 o'clock. Okay. Now let's get out to Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Cold. Very cold, Ralph.
Very
freezing
cold.
Here.
You're just not cold. You're not cold. You're just very cold, huh?
It's brutally cold. It's like under 10. It's crazy. It's just, if you have a dog or something, you can't even walk them. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
I will tell you this, that there are some animals that don't like the cold. So you might open the door for the dog. He might walk out and come right back in.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Were you watching?
No, no.
He took two steps. That's why, and she made a U-turn. She said, not for me.
As a matter of fact, I saw on X a video, believe it or not, the guy had ducks. Now, ducks are supposed to handle, had ducks. He opened the door of the pen of the ducks. They walked out, got on the snow.
I saw
around.
That. They, all
they turned around and went right back into the pen. So.
I saw that also. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was, that's for sure. In any case, okay, so you're cold there. But you're going to be inside, so it's okay. No shoveling snow today.
No, it's all, there's no snow, Ralph. It's all ice. The snow turned to solid ice.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's hope that the weather at least gets a little warmer throughout the week. And, of course, we're looking at a big racing day at Santa Anita day after Christmas and the first day of Hanukkah, actually, as well. It'll be the second day of Hanukkah when Santa Anita has its opening. But
first time, Ralph, in 100 years that Hanukkah and Christmas are on the same
is
day.
Is that right?
First time in 100 years.
I was wondering, when's the last time it happened? 100 years ago?
I was reading that, yeah. I couldn't believe it. 100 years.
100 years. Wow, it's just like Halley's Comet, huh? You get it every generation.
I wasn't there for it. I don't think you were there for it either.
No, but. No, I wasn't. No, no. I mean, I am old, but no, not. I'm getting there. In any case, 11 races on Thursday at Santa Anita. And I just want to go over, I know it's unfair for you to, actually handicap them, but the first of the 6 stakes races will be the 6th race on the card. It's the Lafitte Pinkai Jr. at 1/16. And in that race, there are 8 going in it. And the favorite in the race at 3-1 is Katona. And then you got Tarantino in the race, and you also have Express Train. Looks like a pretty competitive race of 8 in the Pinkai.
Yeah, and Doug O'Neill sends out the 3-horse, JB Strikes, who also has a chance. I gave it a quick glance. I didn't dig in yet. I'm going to have 3 days of doing nothing, so I'm going to certainly do serious work. It's an unbelievable card, Ralph. John Lindo was saying yesterday that it's the card of the meet, and he's right, because there's no way they're going to be able to duplicate what they're giving out on Thursday. It's just an unbelievable card.
All right, the 7th race, the one that follows that is the San Gabriel, a grade 2. This one is at 1 1/8 on the turf course. There's a field of 9 in that race. Big 4-5 favorite there is Johannes. Of course, we know his abilities there, especially on the turf course in Southern California. Johannes is the big favorite. Then you got Easter's in the race. You've got Mi Hermano Ramon. in the race. So it looks like a pretty competitive nine-horse field in that one.
Yeah, it's competitive after Johannes because this horse just keeps beating these horses. You know, he's beaten Astronomer. He's beaten Easter every time they've faced each other. Mi Hermano Ramon is certainly on the improve, but obviously the race goes through Johannes.
Well, then the next race will be the probably the feature of the features is the Grade 1 Malibu at 7 furlongs. And in this race, it has attracted not only the Santa Anita Derby winner of this year, Stronghold, but also the Kentucky Derby winner of this year, Mystic Dan, and they will break side by side. Mystic Dan is number 6, Stronghold is number 7. There's 8, and there's 8 horses in the race, and Bob Baffert has 3 horses trying to go against these two, with Pilot Commander, Winterfell, and Imagination.
Yeah, and Jose D'Angelo, who does a terrific job on the East Coast, is going to bring Ben Tornado in. Problem with Ben Tornado is he drew the rail going 7 furlongs and there's speed outside, so he's really up against it. I think that's a terrific betting race. I want to bet against Mystic Dan. He's the morning line favorite, and he was on a 19-hour bus ride, or van ride, I should say. You know, I know Kenny McPeak knows what he's doing, but that just seems like a lot to ask a horse to go through all that. But, you know, I think it's a favorite that you want to try to beat.
Well, I could say this, that in this race, along with D'Angelo, who sends in Ben Tornado, you also have Brad Cox sending in a horse, a senior officer with Flavian Pratt aboard. So it's a pretty good mix.
Yeah, lightly raced horse, 2 starts. They were always high on that horse and makes career start number 3 in the Malibu. Not many horses do that, but he's going to try it.
All right. And then the ninth race is the Mathis Mile at a mile on the turf. This one has a field of 9 in it. The rail horse, King of Gosford, is the 6-5 favorite. Phil D'Amato and Flavian Pratt there. The next favorite on the morning line is 7-2, and that is Stay Hot. Peter Urton's horse there. It looks like these two are going to demand most of the money as far as the betting is concerned in this race.
And it's interesting because, again, Pratt needs one win to break the record that he's tied with Jerry Bailey for the most graded stake wins. And he's on the 6-5 morning line favorite. If he doesn't get it before this race, this is the race he'll probably do it in.
All righty. And then after that, the 10th race will be the La Brea. This is for 3-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs. It's kind of the counterpart to the Malibu. And the La Brea has a field of 11. So this is a wide-open affair. And the 3-1 lukewarm favorite on the morning line is Hope Road for Bob Baffert. Bob Baffert has 3 in this race. Make that 4. He's got 4 in this race of the 11. He has a Splendora from the rail. He has a Kinza, a little break from post 3. He has, of course, Hope Road, the morning line favorite from post 9, and the 11 horse, Cavalieri, out of the 11 in the race. It looks like he's got it surrounded.
He does, and Hope Road goes for her 5th straight win, and now she's cutting back in distance. 7 furlongs just may be the perfect distance for this horse, but believe me, there are some talented fillies in this race. Accuracy, the number 2 horse, goes for her 3rd in a row for trainer Mike McCarthy, who's having a terrific year. Rapoli owns that horse. Interesting that he's running horses in Southern California now. I think that's good for the game. He's trying to help it. So good job, Mike Rapoli, for sending horses out there.
Yeah, he's got a stable out there this year, and I'm sure he will do well. And then the 11th
yes.
and final race is the 6th and final of the 6 stakes races on opening day, and that is the American Oaks, a Grade 1 for 3-year-old fillies. And that is at a mile and a quarter. So it'll start halfway up the hill, come down the hill, cross the main track, and then go around the inner turf course, 1 circle around there. That's how they run the mile and a quarter races there. An overflow field of 13 in this race, so it's going to be a scrum. She Feels Pretty, though, out of 13 in the race, is the big 7-5 morning line favorite for John Velasquez and Sherry DeVoe.
Yeah, 4-7 lifetime. She's really a nice horse, Ralph. They put blinkers on her last time, and she really reacted well to them. She won by, I think, 6 or 7 lengths that day. So she's an improving horse. It's a good race. You know, I don't know if you want to take a short price in a full field like that, but she is certainly talented.
And, you know, you were talking about some of the trainers coming from the East Coast, and you were talking about how Rich Dutrow Jr. has horses there, and he has a horse in this race. Kathy Marussia and Frankie DeToro will ride 4-1 on the morning line, and then Jonathan Thomas comes back with a horse in here. Rush Me for Joel Rosario. Rosario, of course, that's the 13 horse in this race.
And Jonathan Thomas, if you recall, had quite a weekend at Del Mar for when they had their turf festival. So his horses are all firing on all cylinders. Dutrow has he sent 12 or 13 horses to Southern California. So again, we need horses, or they certainly need horses. They have to fill fields, not an easy thing to do. So it's a good thing when you see a trainer ship out and, you know, send a string of 12, 15 horses, whatever it is, it could only help.
Well, I can tell you this, there won't be any shortage of horses in opening day. That, like you said, and like John reiterated, it's going to be one hell of a racing program. How the fall off happens after that, we'll wait and see. But they'll start off the races at 11 a.m. in the first race of the meet. And on the day will be a race down the hillside turf course. And they have a full field there with a couple of also eligibles in that as well. So can't wait to get started on opening day at Santa Anita. And you know there's going to be a lot of pent-up bankroll waiting to fire in to that opening day at Santa Anita.
Everyone will be chomping at the bit.
Yes. We all know one thing. Half of the people that are celebrating Christmas will be betting the races at Santa Anita. The other half will be in line returning gifts. So whatever the case may be.
Whatever.
Anyhow, Jonathan, I want to wish you and, of course, your significant other, which is the best half of this entry, I know, a very happy Hanukkah and just a happy holiday. Just stay warm out there and enjoy. Put on the fireplace, have a nice kvassier, and get started with your handicapping. Everything will be fine. But I know we have some racing today, and I know it was difficult probably for you to find anything on today's racing, but we'll take a shot.
Yeah, honestly, Ralph, the cards today, I know that there are three major tracks running, Oaklawn, Gulfstream, and Fairgrounds, and it was tough pickings, to be honest with you, but we came up with a couple of plays. Not a good day yesterday, but we did have a good week leading into yesterday, so let's get back on the beam today. Gulfstream, 10th and final race today. I like the number 6 horse in here. Snip, snippity, snip. Snip, snippity, sip. Snip. Right. Let's say that 5 times fast. Excuse me. Yeah. 2-year-old filly from the red-hot Brendan Walsh barn, Edgar Zayas aboard to ride. She's an improving horse. She's getting better with each start. She's already been a distance of ground. 7-2 on the morning line. I like number 6. Snip, snippity, snip to win today's 10th and final out at Gulfstream.
All right, 10th and final race. I'll take my shot at it. Snip, snippity, snip. The 6th and the 10th and final at Gulfstream will give us a little stocking stuffer money. Snip, snippity, snip.
That's too many yeses, Ralph. Stocking stuffer, snip, snippity, snip.
Yeah, and the 6th, too.
All right.
That's 10th race number 6 at Gulfstream Park in the 10th and final. All right, what's next?
Let's go to Oakland and look at the 9th race today. And this is a good betting race, Ralph. A full field of 10. I like the number 5 horse in here, Girls Weekend, a 3-year-old filly. You were mentioning this trainer a couple of times when you were giving results from yesterday, Whitworth Beckman, who does a terrific job. Ricardo Santana aboard to ride 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 5, Girls Weekend, to upset and win today's 9th race out at Oakland Park.
All right, Oaklawn Park, 9th race, number 5, Girls Weekend, the 5 in the 9th at Oaklawn. And, folks, he did a yeoman's job because he found 3 sheets to give you today, Oaklawn, and, of course, Fairgrounds and at Gulfstream Park. All right, well, thanks.
JOLAKRDOON.com. Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe. Be well. Happy holidays to all our wonderful listeners, and we will be back on Thursday.
You better believe it. God willing, and the cricket don't rise, we'll be back getting ready for it. And thank you, Jonathan, for all your hard work there, my man. We will be right
Stay
back.
Stay safe.
Thank you. We'll be right back with Rich Eng standing by, so don't go away.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome. With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
On Race Day Las Vegas, and time to go down to Rich Eng. Rich Eng, good morning.
Good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, Richie, I did ask you one question off camera because I wanted to know if you needed to research it, but you had it right off the top of your head. Whatever, anything else, you, by the way, you told me was already muted, so I don't know what you said beyond that. But in any case, I asked you when the daily racing forms were going to be delivered for the racing fans to start handicapping for Thursday, December 26th, because obviously Christmas Day, December 25th, the books are not open. So when can they get their hands on that opening day DRF?
Here in Vegas, Ralph, we'll have the daily racing form for Thursday, opening day Santa Anita. On Tuesday, they'll be in all the race books Tuesday morning. They'll be at the office at 6000 Southeastern Avenue, Suite 2B. So, people can pick it up on Tuesday and have 48 hours to handicap and get ready for the tremendous day of racing on Thursday.
All right. Well, before we get started, I want to wish you and Sandy and the entire family a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday as well. You've been busy, I know, with between the races, certainly the opening day card at Santa Anita, for the sheet that you have at the racedaylasvegas.com website, and also all of the picks in football. Seemed like the first round of the college football playoff seemed like they were overmatched teams and matchups, at least, where all the favorites and not only won but covered.
It was a big advantage to be playing at home this first round. All four home teams not only won, but they covered, and they covered easily. And now we go into the second round, and the teams that won the first round, Ralph, they're all favored in the second round, except for Notre Dame. Notre Dame's a point-and-a-half underdog against Georgia, but some of the other games are big numbers. I think Texas was like 13-point favorite over Arizona State or something like that. But, there's some big numbers for next week's games.
Well, you got to think that is probably the right number for sure with all of the Arizona State guys that left.
Yeah, I had mentioned they're one of the 12 teams before the start of the playoffs that has been hurt most by the transfer portal. I had read that they were out at least a dozen players. And I tell you what, even if not all of them are starters, they're valuable subs. And, when you're at this point of the season, you can't afford to miss anybody, whether it's injury or transfer or, you know, going to the NFL draft. So they're going to be a little shorthanded, Arizona State.
And then we get into this gray area of the NFL the last couple of weeks, which we are in now. There are some teams like yesterday, the Baltimore and Pittsburgh game was a game that both sides really had to win to stay alive for the playoffs. But there's going to be some teams that are far way out of the playoffs and some teams that, you know, have been eliminated already. And then there are other teams that have secured their spot and might want to rest their starters, although that was not the case with Kansas City yesterday. They actually played Mahomes and he won. But that I thought that was a risky thing playing him yesterday when they really didn't need to. But in any case, that's the dilemma that we're in for the last 2 weeks, trying to pick and play games, aren't we?
Well, the biggest thing for the contenders at this time of year is to try to lock in as high a seed as possible. The number one seeds right now are the Detroit Lions and Kansas City, but they have not clinched their top spot, so they have to keep playing as if every game's a playoff game. And that was a big win by Kansas City. I saw the Houston Texans lost their top receiver to a terrible leg injury.
Yeah,
but
that was horrible.
But, you know, at this point of the year, so many games are literally playoff games for teams either to solidify their playoff stature in the seedings or to actually make it as a wild card. And that's where my pick for today is actually going to come from, is one of those games that, in essence, is a playoff game, Ralph.
Let's do
it. Yeah, it's game 121-122. And before I give out the pick, I just want to let the folks know I'm going to my first Allegiant Stadium game today. I'm actually going to see that classic battle between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Las Vegas Raiders. But it'll be my first game. I'm going with my brother and my grandson. Okay. So we'll have fun. 121-122, the Vikings are 3-point favorites over Seattle. Both teams absolutely need to win. But I tell you what, I'm going to go with the visitor, the Vikings, -3. If you saw last week's game when the Green Bay Packers came into Seattle, they really had total control of the football game. And I really think Minnesota has similar abilities to Green Bay. Sam Darnold's playing great. Strong defense. Mm-hmm. Seattle had difficulty moving the football last week.
Yeah.
So it's a very important game. I'll take the Vikings -3.
All right, you got it. And of course, that 12th man there with a loud stadium at the Seahawks didn't work last week, and it may not work again this week. Vikings -3 at Seattle. Vikings -3 over the Seattle Seahawks. What about a pick in horses?
Coldstream Park, race number 2, 1 mile. It's a one-turn mile on the main track. Let's try number 5, Padiddle. 7-2 in the morning line. Luis Saez is a big rider upgrade for Brian Lynch. He's almost like the stable rider when Lynch is racing out of Gulfstream Park in South Florida. This horse is cutting back in distance. I think he's going to really finish well on the outside. Number 5, Padiddle. In the second
race at Gulfstream, number 5, Padiddle, the 5 horse in the second race at Gulfstream, Rich Ang's selection. Don't forget, Rich, you'll be back to work full tilt with the Southern California handicapping with opening day at Santa Anita on Thursday. In the meantime, Rich, have a good time at Allegiant today, and of course, have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you on Thursday.
Yeah, thank you, Ralph. Happy holiday to you, your family, your friends, and all the viewers and listeners out there. Happy holidays, everyone.
All right. You got it, my man. We'll be right back with John and Jerry to wrap up this show. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas to put the finishing touches on this Race Day Las Vegas show, the last one before we celebrate the holiday. And again, I want to wish everybody out there a very happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and anything else that you celebrate. Just be kind and nice and have a good time and relax. And I want to say a special Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah to all of our chatters out there. They're chatting away right now. So it's good there. You guys, we want to wish you a happy holiday as well. As well to John Lindo, who is about ready to get back to Southern California. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. Happy holidays to you, too. I appreciate all the work you do out there. No breaks for you.
No breaks for me. Well, I will take Christmas off. I won't be here Wednesday morning, but we'll be back here on the day after, as you will, because I know you're excited about that opening day card at Santa Anita. And certainly, we want to thank you for sitting here in studio over the last couple of days. You're more than welcome anytime to come here and sit in the studio. It's always nice and a pleasure to have you here to go back and forth on the show. And I'm sure the listeners and the chatters appreciate it, too.
Oh, I enjoy it. It's fun to get over there. I got a chance to talk to Chris Andrews and Vinny Maiulo a little bit, too. And a good group of people out there. It's always fun to visit, and they treat you right.
They certainly do. No question about that. Now, you have a Linda report today for Gulfstream Park. And as the MO here at the South Point, they have the Linda report here free of charge, complimentary to the horse players, because they love horse players here. And that's the only place you can get the Linda report here in Las Vegas, right here at the South Point Racebook. You got a Linda report today for Gulfstream Park. Looking at the fields, just a quick oversight of looking at the fields right now for in Southern California for opening day. Pretty good opening day card, huh, buddy?
Yeah, I love the fact that they begin the meet coming down the hill on a signature course at Santa Anita with a full field.
Yeah.
It kind of sets the tone. You know, we're back at Santa Anita, and we had the first Lafitte Penkai Stakes on opening day, full fields in the grass races especially. It's going to give a good feel. It reminds me, you know, there's a reason way back Santa Anita got the nickname the Great Race Place. This is a great card.
Yes, and it kind of sets the tone as long as we can keep that tone going on, but it sets the tone. The Penkai that you and I have been lobbying for many years will make us feel very good on Thursday, because it's the first of the six stakes races, and it took a field of eight in that race, so that's going to be a good competitive race. And then, of course, the San Gabriel, as you say, the grass race there, that has nine with the big favorite there in Johannes. But right down to the American Oaks, this is going to be competitive on the grass.
Yeah, I was surprised that She Feels Pretty's in this race. You know, she's a really, really good filly coming in from the East Coast. If she gets the mile and a quarter for Cherie DeVoe, this is going to be a very tough filly to beat. One thing we haven't talked about that we will on Thursday, Ralph, you know, Santa Anita has lowered some of the takeout rates and some of the rolling wagers, and that's a fan-friendly move. I'll make sure we update what the different wagers are and where the changes are. But the back half of these cards, there are a lot of wagers that work in the favor of the horse player.
Oh, great. Yes, give us the lowdown on the lower takeouts in the particular pools when you get them for Thursday's show. By the way, the daily racing form for Thursday's opening day at Santa Anita will be in the race books here in Las Vegas on Tuesday. So I'm sure that wherever you get it in Southern California, they'll probably have it on Tuesday as well.
Can't wait. I get the hard copy. I've already printed out Thursday, Friday. They entered Saturday yesterday, so we've got the first 3 days in the books. They'll enter next Sunday, and it gives us some extra time to work through it between the holidays. So no excuses. We'll get the work done.
Now, John, let me ask you this real quick. And looking at the entries for the 2 days afterwards that they've already drawn, are they holding good fields?
Yeah, we've got nine races on Friday. The fields are a little bit smaller, but it's not bad. Uh-huh. Saturday, there are 10 races. I just printed them out. I haven't even looked yet. Uh-huh. I do know this. The first 3 days, there are three different post times because of the number of races. We go 11 o'clock Thursday,
yeah,
12 o'clock Friday, and then they added a 10th race on Saturday. One of those races is for the Northern California horses, and first post time next Saturday will be 11:30 a.m.
All right, good enough. Well, I know you have a Linda report today at Gulfstream Park, and we need a little bit more money for the stocking stuffers. What do you say, buddy?
All right, let's go to the fifth race at Gulfstream Park today. This is a two-year-old maiden race, and I like the looks of number eight, Now Voyager, a first-time starter for Jimmy Toner. Out of a grade three stakes winner on the grass routing, this horse looked terrific in the videos and the workouts on the Palm Meadows grass. I think this horse has a lot of talent, and 9-2 in the morning line, would not be surprised with a big effort first time out. Number eight, Now Voyager, race number five, Gulfstream Park.
And this is for two-year-old filly maidens at a mile and 16th on the turf. The eight, Now Voyager, the eight with Luis Saez aboard. Big day he had yesterday. The eight, Now Voyager in the fifth race, which is, of course, the anchor race in the early pick five and early pick four at Gulfstream Park. The eight in the fifth. Get the rest right now. You can get the Lindo Report right here at the South Point Racebook free of charge. Thanks a lot, John, for all your great work with us throughout the season. And, of course, we're wishing you a very Merry Christmas, a happy holiday to you and your wife and your family. And just enjoy the day off, because we're back cracking the whip on the day after Christmas.
Well, Ralph, thanks for everything. Merry Christmas to you, and happy holidays to everybody that listens. We appreciate the support. Yes. And we'll try and find some more winners as we go on.
Yes, we do. We all appreciate the support and wish them a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah as well. Thank you, my man. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Good luck today.
All right, you got it. Now let's go to Jerry Jackowitz, standby, who has a friend with him. Jerry, good morning.
Yeah, my assistant handicappy here.
Yes, okay.
This is Bobka.
What's his name?
Say hello, boy.
Bobka?
Bobka.
Bobka.
Like a Russian babka, like a delicious cake.
Okay. Well, Jonathan Hardoon told me earlier in the show, he tried to take his dogs out for a walk this morning to do their morning constitution, and it was so cold there, they turned around and came right back into the house. I don't think you'll have a problem with babka, though.
No, babka, he goes in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah,
but zooms in and out. Only one of my dogs goes for a walk.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is it's not that cold that he won't be rushing back in.
Yeah, no. The dog won't. Me, I might be.
Yeah.
The dog won't be.
All right. Well, you're a faithful football fan, that's for sure, with your Giants and Raider cap on today. And
Seems like I killed both those teams. I might have killed the third team, too. But,
well, whatever the case may be.
I bought a Super Bowl ticket on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, you did?
And, they've immediately lost two games in a row. I'm starting to think it's me.
Maybe you better keep handicapping with the athletes that have 4 feet, 4 legs, and not just 2.
Yeah.
Well, before we get our last words from you, Jerry, I want to wish you and Bobby and your entire family a very happy Hanukkah. I understand from Jonathan, he looked it up, that this is the first time that the first day of Hanukkah and Christmas Day coincide in 100 years.
I was going to say, I don't recall it. As a kid, I remember thinking it was possible, but then I never saw it. So here we are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anybody on this show probably wasn't around, at least for that one. I know that we may be getting up in age here, but I don't think we were here 100 years ago. If we were, we were in different form, that's for sure.
Let me wish that back to you and your family and all your friends and all our friends out there in the world that listen to us. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate.
That's right.
Peace on earth, goodwill to men. Won't do anybody any harm.
You darn right. Well said, Jerry. Peace on earth and goodwill towards men. And just to be politically correct, goodwill towards women, too.
And women.
Yes. I don't want to get... No cards and letters.
Folks. Especially the women, actually.
Yes. All right, so we're going to get back on board with the Power Pages come the day after Christmas and the day after the first day of Hanukkah with the opening of Santa Anita on Thursday, right?
Correct.
Now, have you taken a look
at all? Aqueduct is also running on Thursday, I believe.
Oh, I thought Aqueduct didn't start till Friday, but that's okay. Whatever the case may be, when it starts, you'll have it. Now, did you get the entries yet for Santa Anita?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Because I was going to ask you, I know that Jonathan and John have already taken a peek at it, and they say that the opening day at Santa Anita, that card, and the one that that I saw as well, is it reminiscence of the good old days at Santa Anita when it was really the great race place.
Wouldn't that be fantastic? Well, let's hope that we start seeing racing like that again, because at one time the racing was just off the charts fantastic.
Yes, it was, and we hope that it will return to those good old golden days. All right, well, we're just about 20 seconds away from you starting your so long for everybody here. Just like, again, I want to remind everybody, we won't have a show as we usually do on Wednesdays, because this Wednesday, of course, is Christmas Day and the first day of Hanukkah, but we will be back ready to kick out the jams when it comes up the day after the present that we all open the day after, and that is Santa Anita's opening day. In the meantime, for everybody here at the Race Day Las Vegas show, from our people that work in the back, Sean and Ann, etc., to all of our handicappers and all of the people on the chat, etc., wherever you may be, Have a happy holiday and be safe. Jerry, one more thing to say, buddy.
Soraka, Great Race Day, Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas,
online
at kshp.gov.